This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Panthers crushing the Toronto Maple Leafs last night. And I don't know. I felt a little bad for their fans.
They haven't won
a Stanley Cup in like 70 years.
I think you're taking a victory lap way sooner than you should.
I think the Panthers close this series out on Friday. I would be very, very surprised if that series, with the way the last three games have gone, if that series were to head back to Toronto, I would be absolutely shocked, to be quite honest with you. I just think the Panthers are clearly the better team. And by the way, just in case you want a betting line here, Omar, they are minus 230 favorites at home to win that game tomorrow night. So they are very heavy favorites in that one. So you have that going on.
So basically the betting sites have decided that the soul of the Toronto Maple Leafs is dead.
The betting sites are saying that you need to wager $230 to win 100. That's what they're saying right now. Our friends at Hard Rock, they're saying you need to bet 230 to win 100. That is not the best.
Yeah.
Not the juiciest of odds for the Panthers.
I'd kind of go the other way.
Let's see here. We also got the NBA playoffs last night. The Knicks, they were up in that game. They had their chances. The Celtics, again, not a bunch of pushovers outside of Jason Tatum on that Celtics team. I don't know, maybe people thought they were just going to kind of roll over there, but that did not happen. And the Knicks are facing an interesting situation here because now they go back to the Garden for game six. And that is going to be the game, Omar, in my opinion, that the Knicks, if they don't close out that series, that thing goes back to Boston for a game seven. I think the Knicks are going to choke this thing away. I really do, and it's a tough one for me, which team I'm rooting for, to be quite honest, because I really, really dislike the Celtics going all the way back to the Paul Pierce years, and that Heat-Celtics rivalry was as good as any. And then, you know, Jimmy got in, you know, inserted himself into that rivalry too, and that kind of got fun. But that series will go back to the Garden in New York for game six. And speaking of Jimmy, his season came to an end last night as the Warriors fell to the Timberwolves. The Wolves are back in the Eastern Conference Finals there, or the Western Conference Finals, excuse me. But Jimmy's season comes to an end, and we have had a lot of victory laps here this morning for people that were like, oh, I told you about Jimmy, I told you. Well, he was playing with Brandon Podziemski and Draymond Green and Jonathan Kuminga last night, but Jimmy did not have a monster game, and their season comes to an end. So that is what's happening on the ice, on the hardwood. And now, Omar, to your bread and butter, we go to the football field for the Miami Dolphins, and the NFL schedule was released yesterday. You take a look at this Dolphins schedule, and for me, the one thing that we were looking at yesterday, and you know, we were talking about this with Joe, and it was how does this season finish?
Mm.
Because that's been their issue.
No.
Right? It's been finishing the season strong.
You're obsessed with the finish. I'm obsessed with the start.
I think they've started these seasons okay, though.
Four or five of their first out the opening block is winnable.
Yeah, that's why I'm not so concerned about it.
Suppose you go 2-3 in that five-game stretch?
Well, then you're going to be a disaster.
Then you're going to be fired.
Then Tyreek has probably blown things up. And But again, I think the beginning points of this schedule are really, really winnable, man. You got Indy, who you should be able to beat on the road to start. You got New England at home on a Sunday at 1 o'clock in September. You should be able to win that game. At Buffalo on Thursday Night Football, let's chalk that up as a loss. Just for argument's sake here, right?
Because it's at Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's kind of the MVP. I get you.
It doesn't really matter where they're playing that game. The Bills seem to have your number.
Thursday night.
Then you go Monday night at home against the Jets.
Yep.
Another game that should be winnable.
Mm-hmm.
At Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Very winnable.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even believe in Bryce Young.
Okay. Fair enough. Home against the Chargers, Sunday, October 12th at 1 o'clock. Very winnable.
Two has a 2-1 record against Justin Herbert and
Los Angeles
Chargers, but that was not a Harbaugh-led team.
At Cleveland?
Yeah, man.
October 19th. Got to win that game. I don't know, man. I'm not seeing – so, like
– Can't even name you who the Cleveland starting quarterback is right now.
And then at Atlanta on October 26th. Then, let's stop there. There is, in that slate of games, there's one game that I think is like a guaranteed loss, and that's Buffalo.
You could be 7-1 coming out of that stretch. You can.
You sound like Bo, 7-0 Bo.
It's possible.
Let's just live in reality here, and let's say they win five of them.
All right.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice start to the season.
Would.
But here's where things get a little dicey, right? Because then you go Baltimore, Buffalo, Washington. And by week 11, you could be getting really close to getting back to 500.
By week 12, you could be fired.
That's the week 12 bye week. Well, I was talking about this with you during the break. Do you think, and again, you said that the Dolphins are going to win 10 or 11 games if Tua stays healthy.
17 games.
There's no chance anyone gets moved midseason at the bye week, right?
Absolutely. I think if I'm having a fire sale if this team doesn't.
But wouldn't this... I don't believe that Stephen Ross wants to rebuild this thing. I don't.
Yeah, he does.
But why not? Well, why did he wait on it then? Like, why not do it now? Like, I don't think he wants to rebuild. I think that he knows that he's been at this for a long time.
They started a rebuild. This isn't going anywhere. He turned off the faucet.
That's where you and I disagree strongly, that you think they're in a rebuild mode now.
What did they do this offseason that was the status quo? Nothing. Not a single thing.
The Dolphins are not going into this season with a tanking mentality. Like,
I didn't say they were tanking. I think they learned their lesson from tanking. Tanking didn't get you anywhere. Tanking in 2019,
no, it
turned out to be a mistake.
Lawsuit and
embarrassment and I think tanking was not a healthy thing to do.
They brought in Josh Rosen.
Oh my God! If they would have stuck with Josh Rosen, that would have really been tanking. We would have Joe Burrow as the starting quarterback.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But Flores couldn't do it because he would lose his locker room, and he was smart enough to know that. And I think in all the years that I've covered a team, the worst thing that can happen to a coach outside of their quarterback going down and missing 6.5 games, just for instance, hypothetically, is you losing your locker room. And I've seen Gase lose his locker room. I've seen Philbin lose his locker room. I've seen Cam Cameron lose his locker room. Who else have I seen lose their locker room? Tony Sperano never lost his locker room. Flores never lost his locker room. But I think Mike has a potential to lose his locker room.
Texter asks, you surprised the Dolphins got five primetime games after the primetime duds of last season? They still have names.
Bro, listen.
Right? I mean,
let me put it to you this way, folks. The national TV networks, they beg for Miami to be good. They're just like, who the hell doesn't want to come here from wherever they live?
Mm-hmm.
They are begging for the Dolphins to be good. This schedule couldn't be any more favorable, in my opinion. Like, how could this schedule have become more favorable? Maybe you play the Patriots. Maybe you host the Patriots in the season finale. Maybe Pittsburgh you play earlier in the season.
that's probably about as favorable. Maybe you don't play the Ravens on a Thursday night game, short week. That's probably the only things that I would change on this schedule to make it more favorable in the Dolphins' favor. Like, this schedule's beautiful. Love it. Absolutely love it. I only have to worry about, what, snow in New York, and they're very accustomed to the snow, so I don't even have to worry about that. And in Pittsburgh. And I've been in Pittsburgh in some frigid, snowy conditions, and it's fine.
Well, you're going to get those tests at the end of the season. That's kind of where I was heading with this thing here. You're going to get the two narratives, right? Can't beat good teams and can't win in the cold. You're going to get both of those tested at the end of the season because you're going to play at New York, at Pittsburgh, and at New England all in December. New England is in early January. And you're going to get Cincinnati and Tampa Bay at home.
Yep.
Both of those are probably playoff teams.
Caliber playing, yeah, but they're still in your stratosphere.
Bucks have been quite a surprise with Baker.
The only team, the only teams, the only teams on Miami's schedule, and we've all already know who the opponents were. The only teams on Miami's schedule that is not in their league is Buffalo and the Ravens. That's it. I don't even argue. I've seen Miami do joint practices against Washington multiple times. And, yeah, that was just practices. And, yes, Jaden Daniels was a rookie. But, yeah, they're not much better than the Dolphins. They're not. They got hot at the right time.
Oh, they got hot at the right
time. Yeah,
They're not that much better. They just got almost made the Super Bowl. But
Wasn't there a team that almost beat them in the first round? Who was it?
What does it matter? They didn't.
Yeah, okay. And they got hot at the right time. You can just get hot at the right time.
It's just a weird thing to say that, like, a team that – nearly.
You think Washington? Hold on. You think Washington is drastically better than the Dolphins?
They lost the Eagles in the championship game.
Didn't they take the Lions down?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they took the. Lions. Was it Lions? Yeah,
I think so.
Okay,
in the second round.
And the Lions weren't playing hot at the end of the season. They were kind of limping into the playoffs. On.
What?
Stop.
What do you mean? Lions took some bad losses at the end of the year.
They were the number one seed going into the playoffs.
Okay.
Let's see here. Here's Washington. Omar is right. They did get hot. They beat Tennessee, New Orleans, Philly, Atlanta, and Dallas to finish the season. Let's see here. In the postseason, they beat Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Good.
And Tampa
beat
almost
Detroit.
Beat them. Tampa
good.
Almost beat them.
But that's the playoffs, man.
Yeah.
Stop with the almost nonsense. And they lost the Eagles in the conference championship game. So...
Are you telling me that? Answer the question.
They won two playoff games. Are they better than the Dolphins? Hell yeah, they're better than the Dolphins.
Because they won two playoff games?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good litmus test.
It is a good measure.
Yeah. And they were.
What planet do you live on?
I live on Earth.
Good Lord, man.
Hold on. Answer the question. Are you trying to tell me that Washington is drastically better than Miami because they won two playoff games?
That's what I'm telling you. How many playoff games have the Dolphins won?
That's not the question.
Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in 25 years.
All right.
Is it 25 or 20? Where are we at? I think it's 25.
People just always keep throwing that in their face.
Well, it's kind of a big thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Washington won two last year.
All they got to do is get hot at the right time.
Okay.
Keep two healthy and get hot at the right time.
Okay. Well, those seem like big ifs, man.
That's not exactly true. If you start the season 0-10, you can finish as hot as you want. You're still not making the playoffs.
Okay, but with this cakewalk of us opening schedule, like literally they have to – If they go 2-3 out of that opening gate, fire Mike McDaniel.
I can't get you, man. You're all over the map.
No.
He's
got
to win in 11 games. And he's like,
you keep bumping it up.
They lose.
I said 10 or 11. I am retracting my 11 right now. I don't want to hear it anymore.
This guy thinks we're better than Washington because
I didn't say we're better than Washington. I said you're comparable teams.
Who cares?
I said they're comparable teams. They're in the same neighborhood, same stratosphere. Are they in the same neighborhood as the Buffalo Bills? No. Are they in the same neighborhood as the Baltimore Ravens? No. Are they in the same neighborhood as the Philadelphia Eagles or the Kansas City Chiefs?
I mean, Washington got as far as Buffalo, but in fairness. Anyway, we got to take a break. Relax. We have to take a break. By the way, I want to see what they got Washington at. Washington over 9.5 wins is minus 125. So
they're projected as one win better than the Dolphins. OG.
Well, that's 10, but they're favored to do that. Minus 125 under would be a plus money bet. You're losing me with this one though, man. I don't know. They have an elite quarterback.
No. We would have said the same thing about CJ Stroud. We made him elite.
CJ Stroud out of the playoffs again.
We made him.
Did they win a playoff game?
We made him elite after one year.
When did they win a playoff game?
Then he came back to the pack.
But he wanted to be made the playoffs.
Then he came back to the pack. We can't give somebody elite status after one season.
He's still a big time quarterback, CJ Stroud.
I didn't say he wasn't. Okay. So was Jaden Daniels.
He had a little sophomore slump. Maybe Jaden.
So was Tua Tagovailoa, who's been in the MVP conversation for 2 years. He's been in the conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
I swear to you, Omar, I never thought we'd see the day when the Panthers were the toast of the town here, and they are a fun team to watch. They have likable stars. They just do everything. Man, they're tough. They're a tough, hard-nosed team, man. They don't back down from anyone.
All because of a culture change.
I know.
Imagine how that works.
It really is amazing. Absolutely amazing what that franchise has turned into, and you know what, man? It's the hottest ticket in town, because outside of the Marlins right now, it's the only ticket in town. So congratulations to the Panthers for everything they have done over there. But Omar, they are not done yet. There's one more game.
Yeah.
And be,
a week ago, we thought they were done. We thought we were sticking a fork in them, and look at where they are right now.
By the way, I'm trying to dodge some of these texts that are coming in here, but
what are the texts just getting on you about?
Someone said to change your dispensary.
Who, my dispensary?
They're just saying you're a little nutty this morning about you said Washington and the Dolphins are on the same level, and
you kind of
dismissed the fact that they damn near made the Super Bowl.
Hold on, Vegas predicted them as a one win more than the Miami Dolphins.
No, you said they had
them at 9.5. The Dolphins are at 8.5.
They are plus money to go 10 wins. The Dolphins are, let's see here. Dolphins are -160 favorites to go under 8.5. So they're saying that Dolphins are going to, if you wanted to get.
What's the line that they put on?
The Dolphins are essentially, they're saying they're going to be at like 7 wins.
Okay.
Right? Over 6.5 is -205. Over 8.5 is +135. On the flip side, under 6.5 is +170. Under 8.5 is -160. You're saying the Dolphins essentially are favored to go 7 wins.
Okay.
Washington
mm-hmm.
is -125 to go over 9.5. So they're saying Washington should win 10 games.
Okay. All right. 7 to 10, there's a difference. Yeah, I understand you a little bit.
Yes, there's a big difference, and also kind of a big difference when you win 2 playoff games. But, you know, hey, who's keeping count, right? Someone said Washington beat Philadelphia last year. Yep, they did in the regular season. They did get hot. In fairness, though, man, they did get hot. I know you said that at the end of they got hot at the end of the season.
I'm disappointed in us because we haven't played any of Zach Thomas's voiceover for his Dolphins season schedule release, because it was kind of a speech that got me excited.
We had Zach on yesterday, and he was great.
I heard.
If you missed it, by the way, it's on WQAM.com. He talked about the leadership, and he talked about a lot of stuff. By the way, he had an amazing Jerry Jones story.
I'm going to have to go listen to it.
I don't know if you caught that. You got to go back and listen. He has an amazing Jerry Jones story. He actually got very emotional telling it. But Zach's awesome, man. Like, what a likable guy.
He is. No, it was like a cheat code. I didn't think their video was sensational because it was just CI graphics, but, and, you know, dolphins, fake dolphins and all that kind of stuff. But.
And you said multiple teams had Tyreek Hill getting arrested in their videos.
No, one team had that, and they took it down. I don't know why they took it down.
The video lives on, by the way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you're not taking down anything off social media. Yeah, you could take it down, but yeah, it's there.
The damage has been done.
And the Chargers trolled the Dolphins and Tyreek. They had the Dolphins on a Minecraft yacht. Mm-hmm. And so Tyreek, McDaniel, and Waddle were all in a huddle meeting with Baker Mayfield. And and Tyreek was running out from the yacht late.
Oh, okay.
So you get what I'm saying?
I got you.
So they were trolling Tyreek twice. He's late for the huddle, and also he's got Baker Mayfield in there for, you know, as because he picked Baker Mayfield over Tua for top five quarterback. It's and the Chargers, that was one team that I, you know, every team does their own little try to be creative. And I hate schedule day, which is what I wrote in a column. I hate.
Why? Come on, man. It's fun to see the social media people try.
No, I like that. I like that aspect of it. But I hate the NFL's basically big brothering the other leagues. Like, oh, you're in the NHL playoffs? Oh, you're in the NBA playoffs? Screw you. We're dropping our schedule at 8 p.m.
Oh, if you don't like that, you're not going to like Christmas.
Yeah, No. They just came in and said, let me get that.
They said, we'll take Christmas. And by the way, I saw that they scheduled two Fox doubleheader on the same day as the college football playoff.
Who cares? They don't care. NFL's
like, the NFL doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, they don't care. College football should care.
No. Well, college football's competing with the NFL right now. And I don't think the NFL looks at them as a minor league.
I don't know about that.
Man. Oh, yeah. Now you're not coming to the league early. You're staying in college because you're making more money in college. And there are guys who are probably going to make more money in college than they make in the NFL.
I don't think anybody wants to go up against the NFL. That's a bad business decision.
I think soccer does. European soccer. They're ready. They will come here and they will big boy the NFL.
The good news is I don't care about European soccer.
I don't either.
They should keep their games over there. We should keep our games here.
No, that's not how it works, sir.
And let's just all enjoy
There's so much international money that they can get from Americans, and the NFL looks at it the exact same way, and they're like, yeah, we want your international money.
I can't stomach the international games.
That's
a topic for another day.
I know you can't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.